Thank you. of this, if not tomorrow, someday. I know desperate people with endless appetite for money, sex, and romance. They feed the void, fight the fight, and need to find someone true and ask her what I've seen. Am I finally free? Who am I? No matter what has happened, you will be okay. You can rise above this, if not tomorrow, someday. You have the power, pick yourself up, walk away. I feel so twisted and lonely today. You can't let it kill you. No matter what has happened, you will be okay. You can rise above this, if not tomorrow, today.
You're tuned to After the Polka, Under the Clouds, Amongst the Waves, at the Farm. Free 103.9, Internet Radio. This is Jenny, and you're tuned to After the Polka. This is a schizophrenic progressive collective for the discerning ear. It includes yours. It includes the heavens. Today is the day for finding your inner DJ. Participants presently playing with the good good, with various percussive instruments made out of household objects and thoughts. Thank you.
Mio padre era proprietario terriero. A lui appartenevano molte terre. Per questo io ho sempre mangiato solo cose buone, sempre il meglio, perché mio padre portava a casa qualsiasi cosa. Poi la signora della casa preparava per noi maiale arrosto, vitello arrosto, coniglio arrosto, piccione arrosto.
Jetzt mam dve prijateljice. Jedna ih šteje 7,90, druga pa 70 i nije slepa.
Pesce arrosto. Ricordo, la signora faceva per noi pesce arrosto perché a mio padre appartenevano anche molti pescherini. Salmone arrosto, perché? Dico, quello mi piaceva perché la signora metteva delle patate nel salmone che sapevano come qualcosa che poi non ho più trovato, come marzapane.
Meine Mutter gestorben, meine Schwester gestorben bei Geburt, dann bin ich gekommen, dann ist meine Mutter gestorben und deswegen muss ich alles alleine machen.
Poi la mia seconda moglie una volta mi ha guardato negli occhi e mi ha detto: ogni giorno diventi più brutto. E forse aveva ragione, ogni giorno diventavo più brutto. Ma se qualcuno...
Ja, und da habe ich noch 50 Hemden bei mir. Und die muss ich alle verbrennen, da das Kaufleute kennen.
Se qualcuno di voi dovesse farmi una foto, dovrei prendere il mio lato sinistro, perché dal mio lato sinistro sembro più bello e più giovane.
50 Hemden habe ich da noch, und muss ich alle verbrennen.
Sembrando più bello, più giovane, potrei inviare la mia foto a un ufficio matrimoniale. Nell'ufficio matrimoniale troverebbero una vecchia milionaria per me. Con i soldi della milionaria comprerei uno yacht e con lo yacht girerei il mondo. Farei solo quello che mi pare a me. Senza di prendere più da nessuno.
21 di enero, acquario. Alcune volte contento. Y otra triste.
Arroz de mañana. Vitello arrosto. Salmone arrosto. La signora metteva delle patate nel salmone arrosto, che ha un sapore che poi...
I have two friends. One is 97 and the other 70. I'm blind.
Come a marzapane, come salmone arrosto. Io ho mangiato il salmone arrosto.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it. I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
Welcome to the Wave Farm Workshop. This is After the Polka, a schizophrenic progressive collective for the discerning ear. This is Jenny, your host. We'll be getting underway with a workshop for your inner DJ. What you can hear a little bit at the Wave Farm is children taking their turn singing, playing musical instruments with the good. They're on the Great Lawn. The Great Lawn of the Wave Farm. You've heard of the Great Lawn, haven't you? I'm surrounded by pines. You know, we want to keep the fingies crossed because, of course, we wouldn't want rain to fall. But if it did, it would be part of the physical nature of truly great DJing back in the old days when you really were DJing. The true art when you made the choices, when you're involved in the selection, in the experience, and what you said was your choice. That's what true radio is, and I think all of us can remember times where we had to stop the car. We had to stop the car because of what was playing, and we could not remove ourselves from the car. We couldn't take ourselves away from what was happening. Kids are taking turns at the mics. We have little girls and boys. ranging from just around age one into the stratosphere of around eight or so. They'll be coming by to get a grip with their DJ choices in a bit. You heard from the original movie score, of course, Gene Wilder singing from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Pure imagination. Truly wonderful movie, and one of the aspects of fine DJing is bringing in elements that are current, that are happening, and of course, Tim Burton's turn on the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is where that comes from and why we play it, to connect with what's going on in the world. Before Pure Imagination, with two selections from a music and dance production. It is entitled, it's German, it's called Immer das selben Gelogen, and it's from Wim Wenderkebus, and we heard two selections. The talking piece was Two Volcanoes, and the violin piece was the Wegener Quartet. Now, before that was a short piece, No Matter What, from a 45 of Centrado, from the mysterious Centrado EP, 45 rotations per. What was that? I'm hearing sounds. Before Centrado was Laurie Anderson with Blue Lagoon from Mr. Heartbreak. And we heard some summer sounds from my friend Joe Magasco, his collection of songs. He had a song called Trinidad Steel Drummers from Sissy. The name of the piece is Sissy Strut from the Trinidad Steel Drummers, starting out with the steel drum. There's such a physical quality to DJing outside. I know you've heard the guys when they are at the local bar saying, okay, we're live here, guys. Listen, we got stickers, we got T-shirts. But this is way better. We are live, guys. We are live. But we are in overlooking the Catskill Mountains and surrounded by nature and the friends of such. Kids are going around testing their voices on microphones and shaking homemade shakers. We're going to play a couple more sets, a couple more songs, and shout out to Bunny Brains who came by to say hello. We're going to play some more music and then get into some of the questions and concerns. When you are taking a chance, when you are risking yourself to be a DJ.
lost all his glitter, and I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue.
Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue.
Service would be complete without offering you the vinyl meltdown. When that record skips uncontrollably and you have nothing lined up next, sometimes it means coming on the mic and just giving a shout out with such smoothness that nobody knows that you even intended otherwise, that for some reason you felt it was part of the percussive experience to have skips and stutters and mess ups. Remember, it's never a mess-up, and there's never a mistake. It's what you wanted. You wanted that. It's exactly what you wanted.
I'm not afraid to get myself up to the police.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
of the many things that a DJ takes pride in is when you're debuting something, of course. There's a demo of Aaron Strike with Sycamore Something. You are tuned to Free 103.9 Community. Oh, look at me doing that. I used to always say community radio all the time as an automatic, just like the knee jerk at the doctor's office when I did community radio, public radio. But now it's beyond just, some podunk town like Tampa. It's global. Free 103.9 Outer Space Internet Radio. We have some contenders for future DJs, we hope, and they've already been future musicians. One of the very important things about putting together a show is having a part of yourself. You have to show yourself a little, or no one's going to have any connection. They'll feel like you're a machine and that, that you're phoning it in. And that's really not the point behind true radio. The first thing in being the kind of DJ you want to be is having some sense of the mechanics of what you're using. And, of course, we've experienced the skipping record. We've had moments, maybe, who knows, of a moment of distortion that happens. Also, miscues. And they have to be part of your divine plan. You never put off like, oh, gee, everything's falling apart. No. It's all a part of what you want. I was recently interacting at Scream Music where someone said, isn't this part of the scheme, the chaos, the randomness? Isn't this really a part of it? Well, another piece is really finding what you want to play. And we're going to have one little DJ pick something that they might like to play. Let's see. Little boy, could you tell me your name? Turn around. Could you tell me your name?
Alan.
Oh, hi there. Hi. One of the very, very good parts of DJing is being able to monitor yourself. So you might hear yourself a little bit out here in the wave farm. Say hi and tell me if you can hear it anywhere.
Hi.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
You're saying hello to the trees. You're saying hello to these benches and chairs. You're saying hello to the musicians, the good. You're saying hello to the barn and the house. So, what did you play over at the good?
Big drums and those pots.
That's right. And you know what? Huh? For your radio DJing, you don't even need to hold your mouth so close. You have the freedom to sit back a little. We have several LPs, long playing vinyl 12-inch records. Look at their covers. What do you think represents you a little bit? It's really important to show yourself in your show.
The orange one that has the eyes.
The orange one with the eyes. Now, as you well know, if you're, over 20 or something, that the true art, of course, was the beautiful record covers. We recently checked out the movie Xanadu, where there was a whole premise where this guy was an artist, and, he was just airbrushing album covers for a job. This guy was making money. He was making the big bucks painting the covers of 12-inch records. You picked up a great one. This one's called Pig Bag, Lend an Ear, with a very modern art piece. Let's see. Now you're going to look through some of the titles, and maybe you'll think one of them looks like something you feel strongly about. What do you think? These roses grow wild. There's another DJ. DJ turning one around Friday. Yeah, bring it up. Okay. What do you think?
Weak at the knees.
Weak at the knees. Oh, I tried that one. Weak at the knees. It's a selection from the vinyl. We have other friends that are listening, doing some gardening, looking at the interactive video. And one of the little babies is coming up to the microphone. Hello. You think? Ah. Ah. Beautiful sound. There is truly nothing better than that sound.
here's a selection from the DJ. What is your name again?
Alan.
This is a selection. And now what you will do is you are going to announce the song one more time. The group is Pig Bag. What's the group?
Pig Bag.
And the song is?
We Got the News.
All right.
Thank you. Slashed and torn.
Couple of selections from Aaron. Very nice. We have Quinn with us now, and she's dug through all of these LPs of ours to come across just what she'd like to play. We're going to let you know about what you've heard. We just listened to David Bowie along with Freddie Mercury singing Under Pressure. We had Pig Bag in there with Weak at the Knees, Aaron Strike with Sycamore, Vacation Bible School with their song Abigail, that's from Morning Sun CD. The Skyline, we have an excerpt from Skyline from Private Sector's, a brand new audio dispatch from Free 103.9. They have a series of new CDs that have come out this summer. Skyline, they are part of Noizotica, Volume 3. We had the Fleetwoods singing a snippet of Mr. Blue before it became Hold On To Your Mic. We're almost ready. And we started out with Françoise Hardy with Fleur de Lune, I Am the Flower of the Moon, I Am the Flower in the Moon. We have our flower DJ who's going to help us. Quinn, you picked out something really, really cool. Is her name Mira? Yeah. You can tell me yes. We are. Now tell me, are you going to turn, how old are you now?
4 years old.
Wow. And are you turning 5 soon?
Mm-hmm.
I think you did a really cool thing. When you were trying to pick a song by the sitar player Mira Bajanas, I don't want to say this wrong, Bajans. Mira Bajans, she might say Bajans because she's Indian. So Mira Bajans has her record. And what did you do? You counted all the way to?
5.
You picked song number 5 to play. So let's listen. Sometimes the choices you make as a DJ are so personal, like turning 5. Other times they're so random, like closing your eyes and pointing. That's the fun of true DJing. When you play a radio show the way you want to play it, you can change the world, can't you? All right, Quinn, say bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That broad-minded mother mother goes out and joins a party. There's nothing wrong in drinking and dancing with a friend. And then on Sunday morning, she'll say she loves her Savior. She should be begging God to forgive her of her sin. That word broad-minded is spelled S-I-N. I read in my Bible, they shall not inherit. For Jesus will answer, depart, I never knew you. That word broad-minded is spelled S-I-N. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. You'll find your word broad-minded means sin if you'll read. That word broad-minded is spelled S-I-N. I read in my Bible, they shall not inherit. For Jesus will answer, depart, I never knew. That word broad-minded is spelled S-I-N.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're tuned to Free 103.9 Internet Radio. Hey, this is After the Polka in performance in DJ Zantz in Provence outside under the trees. Misty weather, but no rain. We've got clouds around, but not too shabby. We were hearing from a release where Eric Lindgren, a organist, is doing some reinterpretations of 60s pieces. We heard We Will Fall. Judy Garland before that with Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The Raincoats with Family Treat, which coming to the Wave Farm is absolutely a family treat. Before the Raincoats was the Lubin Brothers. Another side to that, which is broad-minded, spells S-I-N. That does spell sin, so it is Sunday, so I usually give one nod or two to those observing the fact that sin surrounds us, thank goodness. Mira Bajans with her sitar selection. Selection number 5, it's all in Indian text, so I couldn't tell you for a minute what she played, but her name is Mira Bajan. We need a little bit of DJ assistance. Aaron is coming back to the microphone. Oh, the red light is on, the on-air light. Pretty unusual being out here around picnic tables and benches where all of the turntables and CD players are set up. Now, Aaron, you picked a very specific song, and it's about, what is it about?
Messes.
Now, why would you pick a song about making a mess?
Because I thought of it.
Yeah. Now, have you ever endeavored in making a mess of your own? Have you ever made a mess?
Yes, really.
You really have?
Yeah.
Now, when you make a mess, what do you like to do? Are there some materials you like to use when you are making a mess?
Yeah.
What do you like to use?
Like balls and toys, like Eli plays.
Some of Eli's toys?
Yeah.
You've got a few of those, huh? So, you know, I'm noticing that you only want to ransack your little brother's toys. Is that the only thing you like to throw around?
Say?
Eli's toys only?
Yeah, I really like Eli's toys too, and I like Eli too.
That is so sweet. Well, this is your selection from those who know After the Polka well do know that we enjoy the music for Aardvarks, which is out of Brooklyn. And one of these days, we might get out to a performance of theirs, which would be really fantastic. Would you help me announce? This is Music for Aardvarks, and they are making what?
A mess.
What can I do? Mommy's laying down and Daddy's watching the news. I think I'll run around doing what I do best. I think I'm gonna make a mess. Oh me, oh my, what can I do? Mommy's laying down and Daddy's watching the news. I think I'll run around doing what I enjoy. I think I'm gonna make some noise, make some noise. I'm making some noise, making some noise. I'm making some noise, making some noise. I'm making some noise. That's what I enjoy. Oh me, oh my, what can I do? Mommy's laying down and Daddy's watching the news. I think I'll run around doing what I do best. I think I'm gonna make a mess. Making a mess. I'm making a mess. Making a mess. I'm making a mess. Making a mess. I'm making a mess. That's what I do best. Making noise. Noise, noise. I'll make some noise, noise. what I enjoy is making a mess. Let's make a big mess, making a mess. I'm making a mess, I'm making a big mess. I'm making a mess, that's what I do best. And let's make some noise. I enjoys.
Thank you. McDonald had a farm. I can see the criminals. My dad is a cop who died. He was one dirty bird who tried and tried and tried. Takes one dirty bird to wreck it all. Graphic intention spray on the wall. One dirty bird to wreck the fun. Ruin everything for everyone. One dirty bird to call my name.
Some more music here at Free 103.9. After the Polka is a schizophrenic progressive collective for the discerning ear. As you may know, it's very important to have perhaps a moniker that you choose and, of course, some kind of name for the show that you're doing. It might not be necessary depending on what you care about when you are deciding to DJ, but there's something about it, and there is a lineage going back in time for, you know, names of shows, and people remember the name of the show, maybe some nice nickname. And certainly giving a description of what your point is and what you're trying to get happening, that comes through this progressive collective that comes through with the title of After the Polka. Happened years ago in Tampa when there was a polka program, so it was literal and it was figurative. There is a great feeling after dancing a few polkas. If you've ever experienced it, it is something. Thank you for tuning in. We just heard Home from Home 11 with One Dirty Bird, a snippet of children's music. We had News from Babel, which is a performance group, Tall Dwarfs, with a song going out to the trees. We love the trees. From Weeville, it's Log from Tall Dwarfs, an offering to nature that we are surrounded with. And music for Art Farts in there. I have a special guest in our last segment of After the Polka, which is Professor Kleistron, with a significant history of doing pirate radio. Saying hello to the professor. Hello, Professor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and actually I don't have a very significant history of much of anything except duplicating stations into other stations.
Do you take the time to actually do one of your own shows?
Sometimes.
You're more technical, but it's much, much more the desire that you have is to multiply a free voice.
Yeah, I do things. I give away Camrys on the air. I start arguments, and what I've done is, it's called Wireless Studio. I've transferred audio from CB radio to FM, is my favorite source. It's called Wireless Studio.
Now, would a trucker encounter your signal while driving, let's say, Blue Bonnet White Bread from, you know, Greene County to California?
What is that? Is there a handle or something?
Well, what I'm saying is, since it is a CB radio, since it is a signal, is there any chance for cross interference?
Oh, hopefully so.
a trucker would encounter your signal.
Hopefully so.
And rock on your rock.
Yeah, hopefully so. And usually they become part of the program.
That the truckers do?
Yes. And what they're going to do is they're going to go either way. They're either going to argue with it, in which case I try to get them to argue the hardest and most vehemently. Or they might be very friendly, and I can get them to sing.
How did this all begin? Did you always have an obsession and passion for transmission?
Well, I don't have much of an obsession about anything except I'm stuck here on the planet. And
so you feel resigned to your efforts?
Well, I like to, I've always been sympathetic to pirate radio before it was a movement. And when I heard it was a movement, I realized people were having difficult times with it because everybody else around radio knows what they're doing. And everybody around pirate radio was goofing off and using the black tape because it was being taught to them left and right.
And what is black tape?
Black tape, it's something
Black
tape is something that comes off unless when you see it coming off and you know you've goofed, and when you don't, you call the fire department.
Okay, yeah.
I like quality. Quality is what keeps you on the air.
You've been providing workshops and services, trying to get folks to explore the possibility of being devil may care. Go ahead and take a chance. Do some pirate radio.
Well, they actually had the personality to it. What I'm doing is I bring a See and Touch pirate radio station, and I hook that up with a system called Wireless Studio. And Wireless Studio, as I say, is a few resistors and a few monitor plugs. And it allows me to share the show that people don't even have to come into the radio station. And I hook up every other possible thing I can to it.
You end up being the conduit for them getting out there? Or do you train them on how to make their own pirate radio in their own basement?
Well, basically all the above and more. Because sometimes I don't even know who's on the radio station. The timer turns it on, they talk into the show. And I might not even be in the county.
That's so interesting. Now, what is the reach? Now, what you're describing is, you know, you don't know what's going on, right? You know what kids are doing in the basement there.
I like to run about 30 watts usually. And
what's the coverage for that? And is it in your county? You're over in?
Well, we have the bombastically awful coverage. There's a lot of mountains in Delaware County.
What are some of the towns? We're in upstate New York.
Walton, Hamden, Franklin, whatnot. That's what you see on the map.
Cairo, right? Because we're more in the Accra, Cairo.
No, if you
want
to do that, you want AM radio, you want shortwave radio, things with long wires, low frequencies, and even more power.
Because of all the mountains?
And even more power, yes.
Really interesting.
But the CB that carries the programming, and that's what wireless, the main form of wireless studio is, it will bring it to places like Cairo.
Tell me a little bit more about wireless studio. Like if I was somebody coming to you saying, I want to do a show.
Okay, it's literally a substitute for a mixing board, except the mixing board is something you sit and forward in, and it makes everything connect as easily as possible. Radio, and it's one of our more practical, versatile forms of CB radio. It's very inexpensive.
Okay.
But CB radio specifically allows you to use not only what you've received, but the transmit audio.
Ah, really something.
And you see, as you're transmitting on an FM through the CB radio, you're also transmitting on the CB. It's heard on a channel, and people can interact with it. And they can come back to you. You don't even know who show is. They're just going to hear you, and they're going to start talking back to you if you so desire.
Do you have any favorite? Are there any favorite truckers that have made an effort to become involved in this interchange?
Oh, none whatsoever. It's possible that some of them have driven into the sunset and then appeared on the website, yourpiratestation.com. That's spyware free, yourpiratestation.com.
All common spellings, all lowercase letters.
Yourpiratestation.com is your one-stop source for building your own station suitable to its recipient.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's easy is what it is.
How long have you been, going about this? How long have you had the site, Your Pirate Radio?
Your Pirate Station.
Your Pirate Station. YourPirateStation.com. How long have you had it?
I've had it, I'd say, a little over a year.
Okay.
And I had probably the least accessible. But I use a facility called audioastrology.com, a friend of mine. He is a master webcaster, and he assembles the site. I send him the essays and whatever is needed, but he's...
And what does the essay stand for?
The essays means, you know, the articles,
oh,
why
okay.
you need a...
Mm-hmm.
A proper regulated power
me,
supply.
Me, I went
antennas.
To acronym. I thought it was an acronym. You know, S,
no.
period A, period A. There
no.
you go. Yeah, you send the essays.
It's all about getting it right the first time. It's all about veronica.co.uk. I'm Bob Professico Hope about Veronica.
It's about that.
Yes, definitely, because that gets you on the air reliably the first time. You'll bust open the box, and you wire it up, and you go, but you have two cables.
No filters, no filters. How did you learn about Free 103, Free 103.9? When did you first hear about Free 103?
Free 103.9 was in circulation for years before I met it, and it had a few little ailments, and DJ Dizzy said, I would like to improve the station.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you've got it.
This is a working relationship.
Yeah, he had no proof that I knew anything. But we had some mutual trust, and we made some changes and improved his coverage, and we've been helping each other to publicize.
That's great. Do you have, are there some established DJs or program names or, you know, like you might have already mentioned, but some established names that are involved in the wireless radio?
In this?
Yeah.
Let me squint my eye and think real hard for
a minute.
I know.
This is off the cuff.
I don't know anybody who's famous who,
honey,
who's on the radio.
We're all famous. Take a look. Look at us here. We are under the stars here.
Yeah. But,
we are famous.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a fantastic thing that you're doing, and it's great that you're offering these workshops. One thing that's very clear from this summer, 2005, is that the wave farm is here, mm-hmm. And more folks need to come out. It's going to be tremendous as the years go by to see more and more children, adults, all ages getting involved in transmissions, in music, in transmission art, in really getting a say. No filter.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no filter.
Waveform, free103.9.org has become a kind of a favorite stop.
Tremendous.
It's made my job easier.
Made your job a lot easier, and there's a ton of links. A lot of connections, and people from all around the world are stopping in. And only this past summer has After the Polka become involved on the Sunday afternoons. And it's the second time that we've done some live interaction here at the Wave Farm just this summer. So, and now, Professor Kleistron, you're not doing a show? You're not spinning?
Well, I span it. I spun and I ran. That's the easy way. I slapped something in the... I have to remind you not to listen to 101.5 FM, the tune-up, 89.3. Don't listen to my radio station because we're interviewing on 89.3 right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's
organize yourself.
A new theme for radio is everybody tells you to listen to, not to listen to their own radio station.
Yeah, this is what you call a reverse psychology to involve us all. I'm going to go out with more selections. I think that Aaron once again wanted to hear about some oats and peas and beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to cue to check on it.
Thank you
so much, Professor.
We just have one little reminder is that Free 103.9 is becoming an expanding educational facility.
It is. And that is very, very apparent.
I mean,
even today, having a mixture of educational seminars involving organic gardening, they had a video installation, there's music interaction. This is a very educational facility that's really going to take off.
Yeah. As these are not actually very wide-scope subjects. I would say a wide-scope subject is maybe a blimp building. But before we go, I would say the most important thing here is our two URLs, free103.9.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. YourPirateStation.com,
mm-hmm.
And YourPirateStation.com is powered by AudioAstrology.com.
Superb. I'd like to thank Professor Kleistron and, of course, Tom and Galen and the Wave Farm and everyone involved with Free 103.9. We're very excited about the Experimental Music and Arts Festival that's beginning in Brooklyn. Big shout-outs to Matt and to Tiana. Love you, Tiana. And... we need you to play with us, Tiana, Miss Cello thing. They're going to have a huge experimental event taking place throughout this evening. Huge shout-outs and ending out with more music by Aaron. Thank you.
barley grow? Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow. Can you or I or anyone know how oats, peas, beans, and barley grow? Waiting for a partner, waiting for a partner. Open the ring and choose one in while we all gaily dance and sing. Can you or I or anyone know how oats, peas, beans, and barley grow?